Welcome to Accessible Computer Podcast. Today, I'll show you how to transfer files from your Mac to your iPhone using AirDrop. AirDrop is a Bluetooth transfer file system provided by Apple, and this system allows users to transfer various files from a device to another, and the system works only between Apple devices. So you can't use AirDrop to send, for example, a file from your iPhone to an Android phone or Windows machine. Of course, there are available lots of other systems to transfer files, but AirDrop specifically is a secure way to transfer files from a device to another, as long they are under Apple Biosphere, if you want. I'll go to open a file from my Mac Mini, and then I'll send the file to my iPhone using AirDrop. I'll go in my Documents, hitting Command Shift O.
Documents, list view, documents.
Window. And here is a file called Manual.
Manual 2 underscore and PDF document. The 8th of December 2018 at 13:44. 3.4 megabytes.
So it's 3.5 megabytes size. I'll hit VoiceOver Shift M, the context menu.
Menu.
And now VoiceOver down arrow to share.
Open. Open with. Move to trash. Move to Dropbox. Get info. Rename. Compress manual to duplicate. Make alias. Share.
And VoiceOver spacebar here.
Share. Mail.
And here I've got a few options. Mail.
Messages.
Messages.
AirDrop.
AirDrop. This is the one. VoiceOver spacebar.
Press AirDrop. List view. Manual 2 underscore and PDF document. The 8th of December 2018 at 13:44. 3.4 megabytes. AirDrop. Don't see who you're looking for. Finder has new window.
Here is notification.
To share with someone using iOS, ask them to open Control Center and turn on AirDrop. On a Mac, ask them to go to AirDrop in the Finder.
In iOS, you can go in Configuration, General AirDrop, and there to choose Contacts or Everyone. I switched temporarily to Everyone just to not be bothered about finding the relevant contacts. I'll unlock my iPhone.
Face ID. Mail. 9 unread emails. AirDrop.
AirDrop.
At Adrian Tamazin, iPhone.
There is it. It's my email, so I'll hit the VoiceOver spacebar.
Press at Adrian Tamazin, iPhone.
And now alert, is AirDrop. The notification here. You had a little ding.
Open with AirDrop. AirDrop. Open with Dropbox button.
So I can open with
books,
because a PDF file.
Dropbox button. Open with.
Dropbox, I'll choose.
Books, button. Acrobat button. Zoom button. KNF reader. Kindle button.
Voice stream reader.
Voice stream button.
Double tap one finger.
Voice stream reader, add button.
And now,
filter, all items, edit, button, search field, new, manual 2 underscore on, about 1 hour, 35 minutes, 47 seconds, 0% read. PDF.
So this is the file what I opened from my Mac. I can read it now in Voice Dream Reader.
Now read library button.
What is important when you transfer files, you have to have your phone in range with your Mac. In my case, it's literally 30 centimeters away by the Mac. And also, your phone must be unlocked. As long as I unlocked the iPhone, Finder displayed a user here, my email address from the iCloud account. What is important when that notification appears from Finder saying you are not finding what you're looking for, to not hit escape, to not hit any other key, but going with tab around until you'll hear this table displaying your contacts.
Don't see who you're looking for.
So this is the dialog, the notification.
Done.
So here is done.
Don't see who you're looking for. Done.
I'll hit done because I found a contact.
Press list view. Manual 2 underscore and PDF document.
Now, let's say I want to send the other way around, to send from the iPhone to Mac. Let's see. I'll go in Voice Stream Reader.
Voice stream reader, library button.
I'll go to library.
Library, add button, filter, alt, edit, button, search field. Now reading, manual 2 on, new, contraindications list copy. About 0 seconds, 0% read, word format.
I've got this document here called contraindications, so I'll hit one finger double tab.
Now reading, library button.
I'll go left to right in voice stream reader.
Document button.
Document, one finger double tab.
Dismiss pop-up.
And now left to right.
Export all text, export highlights, edit. Enable margin detection and skipping. Enable margin detection and skipping.
So,
edit, export file, export all text. Export original file.
Export original file. This is what I'm looking for. One finger double tap.
Library button, library button. Contraindications list copy.
And now if I flick left to right,
iCloud Drive.
So I can share to iCloud Drive.
Add tag button. Tap to share with AirDrop.
Tap to share to AirDrop.
Tap to share with AirDrop.
And now,
Adrian Mac Mini, AirDrop recipient.
Here is my Adrian Mac Mini, one finger double tap.
Selected, Adrian waiting, AirDrop recipient, Adrian
notification center, system.
And now you can see the Mac.
AirDrop, receive item from iPhone, open.
Open, I'll hit open.
Press open, finder.
Microsoft Word. Here is the contraindication file.
Mac busy.
Now Microsoft is getting busy to open this file, but soon the file will be open. But anyway, this is the idea. This is the file what I sent from my iPhone. And of course, once I have read this document, I can save it in my Mac wherever I like.
Contraindications list copy. Window. Page 1 content insertion at beginning of text. Picture 11. In line with text. New line.
All right, so this is the document. I'll hit here Command W.
Close. In alert. Don't save. Do you want to save the changes made to the document contraindications list? Cancel. Save.
Save. Okay. This is ending the demonstration today about how to transfer a file from your Mac to your iPhone and vice versa using AirDrop Bluetooth transferring system from Apple. Hope all this information helped you to understand how to work with this topic, this kind of transferring file. And don't hesitate to make any question if you have problems or if you have any issues with the transferring files via AirDrop. Just give me a shout and I'll try to help you to sort out your problem and to be able to benefit from this feature available in Apple products. Until next time, all the best. And don't forget to keep an eye on our podcast channel and also on our website, accessiblecomputer.co.uk. Bye for now.